I think it's no secret that I really love food. And I mean, I love some healthy things, but I'm always drawn into the new products. I just am.
What caught your eye this time?
Several things. Toll House has unicorn inspired chips, not like chocolate chips. Yeah, morsels, if you will. Pink
okay,
and
sure.
blue swirled vanilla morsels. Those sound delicious.
My kids would love those.
They also just came out with espresso, chocolate espresso morsels from Toll House. Sounds delicious.
Nice.
I want to try both of these things. It gets better. You know what I also want to try? The new Heath premium ice cream cake. Toffee ice cream cake, right? But then my favorite, I'm getting so hungry right now. Andes, do you know the Andes mints?
Yes.
They're now making ice cream sandwiches.
Oh.
Andes mints ice cream sandwiches. So, like, I'm here this morning, and I'm looking at these new products, and Mark is like, hey, I came up with a new product.
Well, the thing is, here's Hillary, yours are all dessert-related, but you've got to have the main course.
Got to have an entree.
Saving dessert.
Yeah.
And so a Vegas pizzeria is selling a grasshopper pizza. We were talking about eating bugs just a couple days ago.
Grasshopper mint ice cream?
Like a dessert type of a thing?
No,
like a dessert grasshopper mint.
They're looking to cash in on Las Vegas' grasshopper invasion. Apparently that's a thing.
Yes, that's happening now.
And the place is selling a pizza topped with grasshoppers. In a Facebook post, the restaurant's owner says the so-called Canyon Hopper is made with chorizo, goat cheese, caramelized onions.
Sounds good so far.
Arugula.
Arugula, yes. Yeah. Sounds
and
good.
Lime and garlic roasted grasshoppers.
Leave off the last part.
Hey.
I'm going to have grasshoppers. I want them lime
crunchy.
And garlic
I
roasted.
Think they'd be, they'd add a nice little crunch, right?
Fresh, local.
It is only for the bravest of hearts and only available while supplies or grasshoppers last.
But it seems like they have lots and lots of supplies.
I bet it's nutritious.
Right.
High in protein.
Surprise, guess what you're eating.
Well, today in history, boy, where were you when? And I think many of us can remember where were we when 12 years ago today, the I-35W bridge in Minneapolis collapsed and fell into the Mississippi River during afternoon rush hour.
I can't believe that was 12 years ago. If you had asked me how long that was ago, I would have been like, oh, it was like 2-3 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, no, 12.
Yeah, 12 years ago. Dozens of vehicles went into the water or were crushed by the falling spans onto the roadways below. At least 8 people killed in the catastrophe.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just unbelievable.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. What day of the week was that? Do you remember?
I think later in the week. I mean, I had to guess. I think
like
I'd say a Thursday
or something. Yeah.
I remember I was doing M&M's in the morning with Matt Selvig at the time. And so we were well into our tenure together. And I remember calling him. Sue, the odd thing is I remember the house we were at. It was on Eddy Lane in Eau Claire. So, we'd moved to another house, lived there a bunch of years, went to Africa for 2 years. So it's been a while.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm like, dude, in your state, this just happened.
Wow.
And it was just unbelievable.
Yeah. Crazy.
I don't remember, honestly. I'm guessing, just judging by the timeline, I was probably like pushing carts at Menards when that happened.
I remember because one of my very good friends was an ER trauma nurse over there. We used to work together, and she was a trauma nurse over in Minnesota. And she was working.
Well, as awful as 8 people killed, I mean,
could have been so much worse.
Yeah, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Huh.
Yeah. Crazy.
But, I mean, certainly one of the things I think in this presidential campaign and coming is the idea of infrastructure is certainly out there in the American people. And it's a bipartisan issue.
It really is. And you know what? That incident prompted them to check how many bridges and shut bridges down because they were unsafe. I mean, there was the bridge up in Stillwater they found was unsafe and crumbling. And that bridge going into Winona, wasn't it Winona, Minnesota? And that bridge was closed for a while because it was unsafe. So, you know, that one tragedy maybe brought our attention to other potential hazards.
It's a much smaller bridge, but I know the bridge near the edge and Lake Wissota Golf Course is under construction repair right now. So,
I was going to say on a positive note, I love the lift bridge. Up in Duluth.
Yes.
It's so much fun to see that. And I took my kids to see it for the first time this summer, too. And they were kind of like, okay, it's a bridge. It goes up and down. I'm like, yeah, it goes up and down. It's cool.
I know. No, bridges are fascinating.
Yeah. My grandpa used to be, he used to work for the city of Chicago repairing the drawbridges downtown.
Wow.
So, yeah. He has lots of cool stories.
Hmm. WWIB, the second Democratic presidential debate last night. You guys, I really do like politics. And I've been turned off by some of the political scene during the last few years, but particularly campaigning. Caleb, can you relate that? It's competition. I mean, why do you like sports? It's competition. I like competition, and I've called politics competition that matters.
And I feel like, okay, so you and Caleb with the sports, yeah. And I'm like, right.
Yeah.
And then you and I with the politics,
yeah.
And poor Caleb's like,
But, well, you know, we kind of...
So we just have to find something that you and I like that Mark doesn't care about.
No, you guys are big into Star Wars. You guys are big into Star Wars.
True that.
You don't like Star Wars?
You know what?
He's not saying he doesn't like it. Just like
I'm not as into it as you.
I'm not saying I don't.
Although I had dinner with a friend the other night who said Star Trek is better.
I mean, that's debatable.
I suppose some people could say that, sure.
Yeah.
So anyhow, some nuggets from the debate last night, though. And I want you to weigh in because some products were mentioned. And the first one to mention is New Jersey Senator Cory Booker. Give this a listen.
Mr. Vice President, there's a saying in my community, you're dipping into the Kool-Aid and you don't even know the flavor. You need to...
So if you're...
What?
If you're New Jersey. In New Jersey.
What?
Now, Trevor... Well, I want to...
Here, let's just hear this again, okay?
Mr. Vice President, there's a saying in my community, you're dipping into the Kool-Aid and you don't even know the flavor. You need to...
I guess I don't live in the same community because I've heard, you know, he's drinking the Kool-Aid. But I've never heard the added, and you don't even know the flavor. But, you know, okay.
Saying in my community would be, mom's not looking, put the full amount of sugar in the Kool-Aid.
Right?
Don't know what it
means. Do you ever
as
a kid, like, mix a pack of sugar, like a packet of Kool-Aid with the sugar and just eat it with a spoon and don't even add the water?
I haven't tried that, but it sounds delicious.
I remember having Kool-Aid throughout the 70s. That was the deal. So I don't know if it's still a big deal. But if you're Kool-Aid today, are you happy that he made the reference?
I don't know that you are.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime you get mentioned. Maybe next time you could say, hey, if you're going to do that next time, could we have the Kool-Aid guy come running out?
He should have,
yes.
Picture a Kool-Aid guy.
I mean, honestly, on American Idol, they always had like those artfully placed, like what it was, a Coke
Dunkin'
or whatever,
or
you know,
Coke
sitting
whatever,
right out front. So
here was another one that got a reaction.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you where I felt like Kristen Gillibrand, who said it, I thought she made a little bit of a mistake afterwards that I don't have in the audio, but listen and maybe we'll play a couple times.
So the first thing that I'm going to do when I'm president is I'm going to Clorox the Oval Office.
Clorox. She's going to clean the Oval Office. Okay, whether you agree or disagree, she references a product. It got a laugh. It got a reaction. I think what she did wrong, and we didn't get it because I cut off, is she, right away she went into her second point. I mean, when you're a public speaker, let the laughter play out.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, don't move on.
I guess she probably had a limited time.
So, I hear that, and I'm like, dude, I don't even iron. I'm not Cloroxing anything.
Okay. And finally, Joe Biden, who was, you know, on the defensive of a fair amount last night, he did not close well at all last night. Here's the close for him.
If you agree with me, go to Joe 30330 and help me in this fight. Thank you very much.
Huh?
Huh?
Play it again.
All right.
Sam.
Here we go.
If you agree with me, go to Joe 30330 and help me in this fight. Thank you very much.
Okay, now, he's older than me by 21 years. Here's the deal. Apparently, they think he was trying to say that you should text that. But he stumbled on it, and he made it. And other people have been saying go to their website.
Sure.
And so nobody else had said text. And so he's already... Pete Buttigieg's campaign has already gone and captured that. And if you go to that, Joe30330 or whatever, it'll be something for Pete Buttigieg.
I mean, has anyone songified this yet? I mean, I'm just...
Me, go to Joe30330 and help me in this fight.
I mean, it's not 867-5309, but I feel like there's a lot of musical possibilities
here. Joe. He has no website. Do you guys remember that movie? That's from a movie.
He does. He didn't reference it.
I know.
So. Anyhow.
It's from a movie.
There we go.
Fun times.
Sadness.
In the world.
Thank you for the political
intelligence.
I enjoy
that kind of politics.
Yeah, see, and that's what we'll try to bring to the morning show, okay?
Welcome back to the WIB Wake Up Show. It's 20 before 9, 70 degrees. Many of you know that Catching Faith 2 is out, showing right now, premiered nationwide right here in our fair city of Eau Claire at Micon Cinemas, Budget Downtown Cinemas. Again, there are more showings coming up, and the longer the movie will stay is directly related to how much you all support it. So we hope you will come out and do so in droves.
And this morning, live in studio, very special guest, we have Alexandra Boylan. Now, Alexandra, you are in this movie, right?
I am in it. I am a co-producer and a co-writer.
Love it.
I have to say, your character, like, it just, it was like, you do a great job making the character in the trailer. I haven't seen the film yet, but seeing the trailer, it's like, man, I don't really like that character. And that's kind of the goal, right?
Yeah, the villains are always the most fun to play. We were writing the script. I was supposed to play the Bible study leader, and I kept saying to our partner, John and Andrea, I was like, I really want to play Jesse. And they were like, well, we're making the movie. You can play what you want.
Sure. Yeah, and you do a great job with it. And just to kind of whet people's appetite, hopefully they've seen Catching Phase 1, which of course shot in Chippewa Falls and came out 4 years ago. But with Catching Phase 2, I mean, there's a real development, and your character still has those moments where people are going to feel frustrated, but some real development with this character.
Yeah, I think we really tried to. One thing we heard from the first film was that people really wanted a resolution between Alexa and Jesse. And so we listened to our audience, and we were like, well, now that we get to make another film, we should resolve this relationship. And I think, you know, anyone who acts the way Jesse acts usually has something really dark and deep inside that's pain. And we tried to explore that in her character. What is she really hiding? Why does she act that way? The front, you know?
But I got to just say, I mean, you made me laugh. I mean, you really did. I mean, I think there was one point on Friday night where I was just like, I laughed. Now, I was maybe the lead laugher on that particular, but multiple times. And so you definitely, and the movie will deal with you. It brought me to tears at other points, maybe other moments of it.
Good. That's always our goal, is to lift you, bring you down, but then bring you back up. Like, right when you're about to start bawling, we make you laugh. So it's enjoyable, but also has a heart.
All right. We're talking more with Alexandra Boylan, Catching Phase 2, Micon Cinemas, Downtown Eau Claire. Go out and see it. We'll be back with more with Alexandra right after this.
And we're here with Alexandra Boylan. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, we were talking about Catching Phase 2, but I want to shift gears just a little bit here because you're a very well-rounded woman. You act, you produce, you write, you have some other projects coming up. Tell us what else you have going.
Well, today, my film, At Your Own Risk, released on Amazon Prime. It's been on iTunes and Amazon, but today we released on Prime, so you guys can all see it on Amazon Prime. And it's about two girls who get hired to go on this geocache adventure deep in the New Mexico desert, and things start going crazy, and they don't know what's real and what isn't.
Now, I was told one of your passions and one of your pursuits in doing this is finding strong female characters. Talk to me about that, girl.
That is my passion and my mission in Hollywood, is to create female-driven films, also from the female gaze. I think that if we could have more films written by women for women, we'll be able to see women portrayed from that gaze. And so, I mean, I'm a huge member of Women in Film, is in the biz. I've been writing for like 5 years, out there trying to support other women. But also, At Your Own Risk is a super strong, two female-driven films where, like, it's a film that normally women don't get those parts. Mm-hmm. They don't get sent out on an adventure to go do something. And then what I love about the film is that the girls go and they're not scared. Mm-hmm. And there's no typical tropes that they're going to be, like, taking their clothes off and running around the desert.
Right.
Because
yeah,
that's what women do.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
So it's actually, and it's a really cool exploration of two women, their relationship with each other, and how women actually come together under extreme pressure and circumstances. I think that shocks a lot of people to be like, well, that's actually how women act. We wouldn't fight. We had a test audience screening where a good friend of mine came who works in the industry, and he said, you got to have like a big fight between the girls. And I was like, but that's not how women deal with things. That's why it's good to have some women behind the camera. So it's a great film. At Your Own Risk is awesome. Yeah.
I have to watch it with my daughters.
Yes. Yes, you can. Absolutely. And it's clean, so all ages can enjoy it. It's, I mean, it's suspenseful, but
right.
It's clean.
Speaking of relationships, Alexandra, so what's it like co-writing a film with your sister? What's that like? And we have Andrea Polnasikin here as well, too. What's that process like? I mean, because, again, sometimes our closest relationships can also be, it's like, man, maybe you know each other too well, too. So how does that work in terms of batting back and forth and getting a script that you love, both love, written?
We actually have a great writing relationship. Andrea and I work really good together. Andrea's like the perfect human being. If you know Andrea Polnasek,
she's amazing. She's really amazing.
She's the best. And I am who I am because I'm her little sister. So we love writing together, and we also both really, I mean, when we got the opportunity to make faith-based films, we looked at the landscape and we said, oh my gosh, what's missing? Women stories about women. So we were really excited to create Catching Faith was our first faith-based about a woman. So, and then we just did a teen girl faith-based film that's awesome. It's like Mean Girls meets Freaky Friday.
Nice.
So we love it.
Which is called Switched, and you won the Movie Guide Award for that.
We did. Yeah. So it's been a great experience, and we're really proud of our films.
As we wrap up here, you do have a book as well, and that's called Create Your Own Career in Hollywood.
Yes, I have a book. It's on Amazon, Create Your Own Career in Hollywood. I've been in Hollywood for 20 years this year. I moved there in 1999, and that book is a little bit of a love letter to anyone, especially if you're moving out or starting out in the industry, and you just want to, I mean, I wish that there had been a book like that when I moved to LA to kind of help me guide on what I do, and I started creating my own work, and that changed my life. So, and people are always like, can I take you to coffee and pick your brain and learn how did you like just start making your own movies? And I was like, I got too busy to do it. So I wrote a book, and I was like, here, you can read the book and it'll give you all about and insights. I also wrote a lot of it while we were in the trenches of making our films, going from our first feature to now our sixth feature. So it's a really good, has some articles of us literally like living on the road in our car, homeless to make a movie.
Very good. And Alexandra, will folks get a chance to meet you in person tonight?
Yes, I will be at all of the screenings at Micon Budget Theater all the way until Monday.
Andrea, can you inform us just in terms of the way that that's setting up at Micon here for the
weekend?
Yes,
tonight there's an 8 p.m. show, and Alexandra will be there afterwards. Tomorrow night, Friday, 6 and 8, the 6 o'clock show, we will have three actors. We will have the father, John Taylor, and the daughter, Raven Taylor, as well as Alexandra. So it should be a really fun weekend to meet some of the people that were part of the film.
And Raven is Bethany Peterson from Chippewa Falls, so a local.
Very cool. We have a Hollywood invasion of Eau Claire in the best way possible. Yeah. Guys, thank you so much for coming in, joining us on the WIB Wake Up Show this morning.
Thank you.
Catching Faith 2, go out and see it 8 o'clock tonight. Meet Alexandra in person. Catch it throughout the weekend as well. Support faith-based films right here in our community. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.